This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian has made history as it creeps across the Bahamas on a likely path to the U.S. East Coast. Dorian is a fierce and extremely dangerous Category 5 storm with top sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center's Ken Graham says Dorian is the strongest Atlantic storm to strike land since 1935.
That actually ties the Labor Day storm in 1935 as the strongest storm to make landfall in the Atlantic Basin. So definitely a historic and deadly and very dangerous situation for the Bahamas.
What makes Dorian especially dangerous as it pounds Great Abaco Island in the Bahamas and Grand Bahama Island is its speed, or lack thereof. As of late Sunday, Dorian was crawling at just 7 kilometers per hour, giving its powerful winds a massive amount of rain, as much as 76 centimeters, plenty of time to cause heavy damage. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong blocked roads near the city's international airport as part of another day of demonstrations on Sunday. Some flights were canceled and authorities had suspended the express train service to the airport. Katya Woodham, who lives in Hong Kong, had just arrived back after a trip to London, said she's having trouble getting back home.
We were told that the trains are suspended at the moment and there are no other means of transportation. Taxis do not work. You know, our friends who can drive here, they said roads are blocked. So it's really frustrating. We came all the way from London now. It was a long trip. My kids start their school tomorrow. We got to go back home. We can't sleep here at the airport. And we're very, very tired.
Police responded to Molotov cocktails, bonfires, bricks and roadblocks with water cannons, tear gas, beatings, and at one point live gunfire. A police spokeswoman told reporters police had used appropriate force when protesters resisted. This is VOA News. The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a ninth round of negotiations with the United States on ending the war winds down. Officials in Baghlan province said the insurgents were on the outskirts of a capital. A Taliban spokesman said its fighters stormed Afghan security posts around Pula Kumri and are now inside the provincial capital. Saturday, the Taliban staged a large-scale pre-dawn attack on Kunduz, the capital of Kunduz province. It triggered an intense day of gun battles with Afghan government forces. In Britain, the opposition's chief Brexit adviser says plans to block a no-deal Brexit will require another extension, so the October 31st deadline doesn't take effect. VOA's Marcus Harton has more.
Keir Starmer says the legislation to be introduced in Parliament soon will focus on an extension of the deadline to prevent Prime Minister Boris Johnson from leaving the EU without a deal. He says the length of the extension is secondary because the top priority is preventing a disorderly departure on October 31st. On Saturday, an estimated 10,000 people gathered in central London while others protested in Belfast, York, and other cities to show determination to stop a no-deal Brexit. Marcus Harton, VOA News.
The FBI says the gunman who killed 7 and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas on Saturday acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gurk refused to reveal the shooter's name during a news conference on Sunday, saying he did not want to give him any notoriety. President Trump responded to the shooting by praising officers for their quick response on Saturday, calling it a very tough and sad situation. He said he thinks Congress has a lot of thinking to do and said they've been doing a lot of work. Trump said Americans are going to see some interesting things coming along, but said he does not believe in increased background checks for gun buyers. The International Committee of the Red Cross says more than 100 people are believed to be dead after the Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched an airstrike on a detention center in southwestern Yemen. A Red Cross official says teams are working to find survivors under the rubble. The Saudi-led coalition said it hit a facility in Damar where drones and missiles were stored and all precautionary measures were taken to protect civilians. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music.